This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Heavy rain and a high tide lashed parts of eastern India and neighboring Bangladesh as a cyclone pushed ashore Wednesday in an area where more than 1.1 million people have evacuated during a devastating coronavirus surge. Cyclone Yaas already had caused two deaths and damaged homes as heavy rains pounded the Odisha and West Bengal states before the storm began making landfall in the late morning. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Egypt Wednesday on the next leg of his diplomatic mission aimed at shoring up a ceasefire that ended an 11-day war between Israel and Hamas. Blinken was scheduled to hold talks with Egypt's president as well as its foreign minister and the country's chief spy. U.S. President Joe Biden and his counterpart, Russian President Vladimir Putin, have agreed to meet next month in Geneva. It's a face-to-face encounter that the White House hopes that will bring some predictability to a fraught relationship that's only worsened in the first months of the Democratic administration. The June 16th summit is being tacked on to the end of Biden's first international trip as president. He will also visit Britain for a meeting of the group of seven world leaders. Belarus is the president is defending his action to divert a European flight that triggered bruising European Union sanctions and accused the West of waging a hybrid war to strangle the ex-Soviet Union. On Sunday, Belarusian flight controllers ordered a Ryanair jetliner flying from Greece to land in the country's capital because of a bomb threat, and a Belarusian fighter jet was scrambled. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. EU leaders gathering in Brussels have agreed to donate at least 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to poor nations by the end of the year as supplies steadily rise across Europe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The 27 leaders have backed a text in which they pledge to continue efforts to increase global vaccine production capacities in order to meet global needs. Leaders also called for work to be stepped up to ensure access to COVID-19 vaccines and reiterated their support for the UN-backed COVAX program. The program suffered a major setback last week when its biggest supplier, the Serum Institute of India, announced it would likely not export any more vaccines until the end of the year due to the COVID-19 crisis on the subcontinent. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
According to an inside source, a special grand jury has been impaneled to consider evidence surrounding former U.S. President Donald Trump's business dealings. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
According to an insider who spoke on condition of anonymity, impaneling a new grand jury is a sign of increasing momentum in the criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump and the Trump Organization. New York Attorney General Letitia James said last week she's assigned two lawyers to work with Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance's office after her civil investigation into Trump evolved into a criminal matter. In addition to hush money payments to women and questionable property valuations, the investigation includes scrutiny of Trump's relationships with his lenders, land donations, and tax write-offs. The Washington Post is reporting this new grand jury will meet 3 days a week for 6 months. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A family-friendly street festival, musical performances, and a moment of silence were held Tuesday to honor George Floyd and mark the year since he died at the hands of the Minneapolis police. Events were held in downtown Minneapolis and at the intersection where Floyd died, as well as in New York, Los Angeles, and internationally. Tokyo 2020 president said on Tuesday that she did not expect a U.S. advisory against travel to Japan due to coronavirus concerns to affect the Tokyo Olympics. The U.S. State Department's Do Not Travel Advisory and Guidance for Japan Monday did not mention the Olympics specifically, but warned against visiting the country now. In its guidance, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said travelers should avoid all travel to Japan. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.